keep in note that not only has this been a successful park for startups, it's been a successful park where large companies have come into the park to have access to Illinois students and faculty, and that dynamic vibrancy of the park. That business incubator has been a ability for us to spin out companies, our student companies. The incubator is about 50% faculty startups, 25% student and alums, and then 25% of, I'll say, staff and community members. So it's been not limited just to the university community, but it's been really a dynamic economic force within the region. I think the important thing is it's also had other amenities. We have a daycare in the park, a hotel, as you know, the iHotel conference center. So it's really provided, if you will, a community, and I want to use that word community, that's really been important for the campus as well as the surrounding area. The recognition and success of the park we all should be very proud. This last year, as many of you may know, and you know, Trustee McMillan was there to help celebrate that. We were named in 2011 this is an international award for Association for University Research Parks is the top park in the world. This is an incredible honor. We've been this last year by Inc., which is one of the tech magazines, the top 10 in incubators to watch in the United States. And Forbes a year ago said that we are one of the top 10 incubators in the world that's changing the world. I think this is a kind of recognition that I think you deserve of us, and I'm really pleased that the group has been able to do that. I think the other part that we've earned really well is state and federal grant funding. Over the last year, I think I'm very proud of our office, our team. We'll hopefully have secured over $4 million in new grants from DCO and from the federal government to support our programs. I think we have a reputation now that if you support our programs, they will make a difference. And that's something that we want to continue to grow. The impact has been significant in the community. The student interns, we generated over $400 million in capital. The economic impact in the community is $170 million in the park. And those are real numbers for any region, but significant in terms of tax dollars. And as I remind my colleagues at DCO that we're the best dollar they spent in terms of projection of tax revenues and incurring economic development. So today we really think that we have built a vibrant tech community. The entrepreneurship programs are unparalleled. I'll share with you that the National Science Foundation this last year created a program called iStart, which is innovation. It was a launch as a program. They gave 50 awards in the United States, and there was only one institution that had three, and it was the University of Illinois. And it's being driven by these kinds of programs. I'm excited to say that incubator program, we've just one of the partial funding we've gotten from DCO is we're creating an Enterprise Works Chicago that will go online this fall. So those programs are now going to be part. We had a conversation with Chancellor Alan Mears this morning that we're excited to be able to bring these programs to the community here and launch a very aggressive program here. The corporate innovation is remarkable. We're seeing an expansion of the big companies. Chancellor Weissman hosted a lunch a couple weeks ago, and we were all excited that Yahoo is actually expanding their operations in the park because of the creativity and innovation that they can get from our students and faculty. We want that to continue to grow, and the reason why I'm presenting today is because the next couple, this next year will be an exciting one. The UIRP Board of Managers is meeting this coming Monday. We'll be making some votes on recommendations that will be coming to the board for your consideration. One is that we are now having a master plan for the next phase of the research park in Urbana. This is 160 acres that has been. We have an agreement, a master plan agreement. The Board of Managers will be reviewing that this coming Monday, which I think will lay the foundation for the next 10 years in Champaign. Part of the excitement here is that we also have just received funding from IDOT of about $5 million to put in the new 4th Street and these two